What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back, or welcome. If you're just joining us, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show. We're talking about Project 2025 today with Colin Seeberger from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, as well as my every Thursday co-host, Tom Paulswitz. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being here. Before the break, Tom, both you and Colin had mentioned Trump in the last few days, as well as his surrogates, targeting not just the media, right, and specifically ABC, right? And we'll talk a little bit more about the detail there, but targeting folks who have donated to Kamala Harris's campaign, not just targeting political enemy, right? But like this, the circle seems to keep expanding, right? Of those whom it is completely fine for Trump to use not just the DOJ, but the military, to your point, Tom, to target and harass. Folks, if you're listening, that is what happens in fascist regimes. The political arm takes control of the military arm. That is the coup d'etat, right? They have defections from the military. You have loyalists and then those who actually try to stay true to their oath to the people, right? Like this is how this, how these sorts of pieces of rhetoric end up breaking democracies. What scares me a lot is when we look at many of the participants in the J6 insurrection, when we talk to institutions like the Southern Poverty Law Center, what we know is that a lot of these fringe groups, frankly, recruit from the ranks of police and military. And so when I see this constantly expanding list, ever broadening, of people who it's okay for Trump to target, for his administration to target. When I think about the involvement of some former and current members of the military and police forces in some of these fringe groups, we look at what happened on J6, we put all this together like that. Are we not at a tipping point, Tom? You're a veteran. Like, what level of alarm are you at?
I'm at probably DEFCON 2.
Okay.
I would say there's still some room between, you know, the worst case scenario. You know, one of the things I go back to, though, is what happened in the previous Trump administration when the military did stand up and push back and say, this is wrong, we are not doing it. The hard part, though, is seeing what's happening, especially this slow drip as it slowly takes over the norm of what's happening. And I think Trump's a master at continuing to break norms. Mm-hmm. Where we didn't think we actually needed laws before, these norms just continue to fall over and over again. One of the things I really liked what Kamala did the other night was she shook his hand.
Yeah.
And she said, we're going to have civility. We're going to at least pretend we're going to debate fairly on this stage tonight. And you could tell that irritated him to no end because that is not what he's looking for.
And this is how to say my name.
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Kamala Harris. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Just so you know. So I think what's happening, though, is, you know, in having been in the military, I truly believe there are far more people in the military who go, no, we're just not doing that. But it doesn't stop what could possibly happen.
Right.
Which is why I'm in a sense of alarm. But we're not close to where, you know, it would raise to a 5-alarm fire. But it's getting there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the hard part for people to really disseminate is someone who's broken norms over and over again starts to become the norm. I mean, you see it right now in the media. People don't really challenge Trump. You know, even getting fact checked on stage, it upset him and it upset his proxies enough to bring it up. Like he was at odds with not only debating one person, but two others instead of they were just fact checking. They were saying, no, those are complete lies.
Yeah, they immediately went and called for ABC to have its license ripped. Like if you're
revoked.
Right. Yeah. If you watch David Muir every night on ABC World News Tonight, which is the most watched news program in the nation. If Trump had it his way under Project 2025, you'd go to turn on ABC tonight and it would just be a blank space.
Yep.
I mean, that's what we're talking about, Colin, right? I mean, we're at that level. And I because we may be running out of time, I want to have plenty of time for the congressman as well. Here's what. Let's talk a little bit. I want to ask you that question. That's sort of the starkness of the threat. But I also want to ask you, what does this look like in the state of Wisconsin if Project 25, even in parts, comes to fruition in another Trump presidency?
Definitely. And to just wrap up the former conversation, I mean, Tom, the thing is this kind of politicization of the law enforcement is already happening. Look at states under MAGA control like Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposes the state's ballot referendum to secure abortion rights in Florida, he has actually dispatched his, you know,
goon squad
election integrity force, right, flanked by police in Florida to go door to door with files on voters, you know, with their, you know, their personal information, right, to go around and try to inspect. Did they actually sign, you know, the paperwork in order to get that referendum on the ballot? I mean, if that is not the definition of fascism, I don't know what is.
Right.
So to pivot to Wisconsin.
Yes, please.
Yes. I mean, there are a few key goals in Project 2025, but they really all boil down to two things: pulling the rug out from under the middle class and stripping away our rights and freedoms so that way politicians, judges, corporations have more control over our lives.
Yes.
I think a few key pocketbook things that people in Wisconsin need to know: the plan basically completely overhauls the tax system and sets up a two-rate tax system at 15% and 30%. In the bottom half of income earners in the state of Wisconsin all pay at about 10 to 12% right now. They would see their taxes increase by about $3,100 a year on average because they'd be paying at that 15% tax rate. Those at the top end of the spectrum who currently pay at 37, they'd be paying at 30. So it's this continuing shift to the far right, you know, trickle down theory that, you know, you give bigger tax breaks to those at the top, that it's somehow going to create more opportunity
for everybody.
The
trickle-down lie. Our economy is a trickle-up economy where rich people make a ton of money off of our backs. And that is the $3,100 increase that Wisconsin families would see just in the Trump tax differential in income tax. You lay on the Trump tax that is a sales tax, and it goes up even more, which is the tariff plan. Sorry to interrupt.
The import tax would... people would pay about $3,900 more a year.
Yes.
My colleague crunched the numbers.
Yes.
And you know what? You don't have to. Trump likes to say that, American consumers don't pay the tariffs, right? Those are things that are paid by other countries. You know what? If that was the case, go look at Steve Rattner. Tweeted out this morning, actually, an example of when Donald Trump put tariffs in place during his first term, the cost to buy a washing machine skyrocketed, right? So we have actual examples of how this impacts people and forces them to, you know, shoulder basically a burst of inflation. But it's not just taxes. It's not just the, you know, import tax, national sales tax. You know, you look at things like Social Security, which the authors of Project 2025 have endorsed plans that would increase the full retirement age. In Wisconsin, that means that from 67 to 69. In Wisconsin, that means that 71% of people in the state would actually see their Social Security benefits cut. Yes. That's over 4 million people in Wisconsin. And what does that actually mean in terms of benefit cuts? Over the course of 10 years, depending on when you actually start claiming Social Security, you would see your benefits cut $46,000 to $100,000 over the course of a decade. That's money that you worked hard for.
You earned,
yes,
right?
You
it's earned. An earned benefit. And, of course, Wisconsin's own Senator Ron Johnson wants to zero out the budget for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Folks, what he's talking about is every year you have to reappropriate for those expenditures, which would make it a budget fight. And, oh, by the way, Donald Trump made it impossible for House Speaker Mike Johnson to get a continuing resolution done to fund the government yesterday. He had to pull it off the floor because there were voter suppression measures baked in. I mean, this is just, it's insanity after insanity. Colin, I'm going to give you the last words here. If there was one thing or two things about Project 2025 that you wanted voters in the state of Wisconsin to ask or research about candidates to find out where they stand on an issue, right? What do you think? Just call out the one or two most important things about Project 2025. We got folks in the Wisconsin 1st, 3rd, and 8th congressional district in toss-ups, right? Republicans and Democrats.
Yep.
I think voters should pin down those Republicans on these very ideas. What should they be asking?
I've got two. I'm sorry. I will do them really quick. But Project 2025 and what Kamala Harris is proposing on housing could not be a starker contrast.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris is proposing building 3 million new homes for low and middle income families. She's talking about giving people a $25,000 down payment assistance. She's talking about going after corporate landlords who are illegally price fixing.
Yep. Talked about that yesterday on the show, folks.
Jacking up rent on folks because of algorithmic pricing practices. And you compare that to Project 2025, where the plan actually calls for people who get FHA loans for their mortgages to pay higher mortgage insurance premiums if they have a mortgage that is over a 20-year term. Of course, the most popular mortgage product is a 30-year fixed mortgage, right? So this would impact tons of people. It talks about if you're in a mixed status family, making you completely ineligible for federal housing subsidies. So, you know, that would completely take housing away from lots and lots of people.
Which is an insanity because J.D. Vance just got on some stupid talker show and was like, oh, the problem with childcare is that we don't allow for different sorts of family units. They're proposing to prevent families that are differently constituted from accessing critical FHA lending. It's sick.
Yeah, it's gross. The second thing I think is healthcare.
Yes.
You know, Trump talked about having concepts of a plan. You want to know what Donald Trump's plan is? Look at what he did in his first term.
Right.
Or look at what's in Project 2025. A lot of the same ideas. Ripping away all of the prescription drug reforms that we've seen passed over the course of the last 2 years. Banning Medicare from being able to negotiate lower drug prices. Getting rid of $35 a month insulin. Getting rid of the $2,000 out-of-pocket cap on prescription drug spending for Medicare enrollees. But you also look at Medicaid. You know, in Wisconsin, 595,000 Medicaid enrollees could be at risk of losing coverage because they're too low income to be able to access another form of alternative affordable coverage through Project 2025's limits on Medicaid enrollment. Last thing I'll say is Project 2025 also calls for ending the federal guarantee that the federal government is going to be there to help states finance Medicaid by putting a fixed cap on the amount that goes to states to pay for Medicaid enrollees' health care. And, you know, you look at things like, oh, maybe a pandemic could happen.
Right.
Well, what are states going to do if there's suddenly a need for a surge in health care services for people who are low income? What they're going to do is kick people off of their Medicaid coverage.
Correct.
They're going to limit the number of healthcare services that Medicaid will cover. So things like that are expensive, like long-term care for seniors or people with disabilities, they've got a bullseye on your back.
Yes, it is truly frightening. Colin Seeberger of the Center for American Progress Action Committee, thank you so, so very much. We're going to put some of the links in the show blurb today, folks, where you can find out more of Colin's great work.
Love it.
On Project 2025, Tom Paulswitz, it's always a pleasure. We don't have Representative Clyburn yet, so Tom, I'm going to ask you to stick around with me. We'll talk a little bit more about Project 2025 until the congressman arrives. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank everybody for listening. And again, Colin, keep up the great work. We appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Colin and I are going to figure out a way to have maybe a little weekly discussion about the difference. There's 900 pages of things to talk about.
There's a little bit of information.
That's right.
Yep, lots
I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now.